the shadowed halls, local jails, and the long history of immigrant detention in America. The United States, a nation built on waves of immigration, has a complex and often somber history with how it processes those who arrive on its shores seeking a new life. While the gleaming facilities of federal detention centers might dominate today's headlines, the story of immigrant detention is deeply interwoven with the fabric of local law enforcement and the very structures of county and municipal jails. Long before the creation of agencies like U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and well before the turn of the 21st century, these local facilities played a crucial, often overlooked, role in the nation's immigration enforcement apparatus. Imagine a scene from the early 20th century. A small town sheriff, more accustomed to corralling local troublemakers, finds himself holding an individual suspected of violating federal immigration laws. Without dedicated federal facilities readily available, this local jail becomes the temporary, and sometimes not so temporary, holding pen for those caught in the gears of immigration policy. This was not an anomaly. It was a recurring reality that shaped the experiences of countless immigrants and strained the resources of local communities. The relationship between federal immigration authorities and local jails began to solidify as immigration numbers rose and federal enforcement efforts expanded. The Bureau of Immigration, the precursor to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, and later the INS itself, often relied on agreements with local sheriffs and police departments. These agreements allowed federal agents to house detainees in local facilities when federal detention centers were overcrowded or simply non-existent in certain regions. This practice, born out of practical necessity, created a symbiotic, albeit often fraught, relationship. For immigrants, this meant their fate could be tied to the conditions and policies of a local jail, far removed from the federal systems designed to handle immigration cases. A detainee might find themselves housed alongside individuals accused of local crimes, subject to different rules, and facing varying levels of access to legal counsel. The justice system, meant to be impartial, could be influenced by the specific context of a local jail, its funding, and the priorities of its staff. Legal challenges began to emerge, questioning the legality and constitutionality of holding federal immigration detainees in local facilities. Critics pointed to issues of due process, the quality of care, and the potential for discrimination. As immigration laws evolved, so too did the debates surrounding detention. Landmark court cases, though often focused on specific aspects of detention or deportation, began to chip away at the accepted practices, highlighting the inconsistencies and potential abuses inherent in the system. For instance, the late 20th century saw an increase in the use of criminal penalties for immigration violations, further blurring the lines between local law enforcement and federal immigration enforcement. When individuals were arrested for state crimes and also found to be undocumented, local jails became de facto immigration detention centers. This practice was often driven by financial incentives, as some local jails received per diem payments from the federal government for housing these detainees, creating a powerful economic motive. Consider the period leading up to the year 2000. Federal agencies like the INS were grappling with burgeoning caseloads and limited resources. The Alien Detention Program, for example, relied heavily on contracts with local and state correctional facilities. These contracts often stipulated the terms of confinement, the care provided, and the fees paid, but the day-to-day reality of detention was managed by local jail staff, whose training and priorities might not have aligned with federal immigration mandates. This era also saw shifts in policy that, while not always immediately apparent in their long-term impact, laid the groundwork for the more robust federal detention system we see today. The Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, IIRIRA, significantly expanded the grounds for deportation and detention, placing greater pressure on the existing infrastructure. This legislative shift, combined with existing reliance on local jails, created a system ripe for expansion and further federalization. The consequences of this historical reliance on local jails were far-reaching. It often meant that immigrants were detained in facilities ill-equipped to handle their specific needs, leading to prolonged detentions, inadequate medical care, and difficulty accessing legal representation. The decentralized nature of this system also made oversight and accountability a significant challenge. While federal agencies set policies, the actual implementation often rested with local authorities, creating a patchwork of conditions and practices across the country. As the 21st century dawned, the trend towards a more centralized and federally controlled detention system began to accelerate. However, understanding the historical role of local jails is crucial to comprehending the evolution of U.S. immigration detention. It reveals a pragmatic, yet often problematic, approach to managing the nation's borders and its immigrants, one that often prioritized expediency over due process and human rights, and whose legacy continues to shape the present-day landscape of immigration enforcement.